There's a tightly knit group of kids who attend an after-school program at the community center. They call themselves the CC Kids. Darren Connolly is the most popular kid in the group, and everyone agrees that the CC Kids would not be as exciting without him. That's why everyone became very upset when they found out that Darren might be moving away. This is a story about a challenging situation for Darren that affected the CC Kids as well. Lisa Connolly sat on the couch watching TV with her little brother Case and the babysitter. Her favorite show was on, but there was no way she could pay attention to it. At that very moment, Lisa's mother, father, and cousin Darren were at the courthouse. Today, a judge would decide whether Darren would continue living with the Connollys or whether he would move to another state to live with his mother. Darren loved his mom, and there was no doubt in his mind that she loved him too. She was beautiful, exciting, and a lot of fun. But she was also unreliable and had a hard time keeping a job. So living with her was unpredictable and scary. Darren's mother's traumatic life began when she was in high school and fell in love with the African-American superstar of the varsity basketball team. Her dad was the beloved coach, and her brother was the popular number two star on the team. No one approved of the volatile relationship between Darren's mom and the basketball star. So it was no wonder that her entire family was devastated when they ran off together before she finished school. She wrote home once in a while, but not enough for anyone to keep adequate track of her. Then one day, several months after Lisa was born, Darren's mother showed up on the Connolly's doorstep holding a tiny baby in her arms. She looked like she had been through the wringer, and the baby looked sick and malnourished. Apparently, Darren's father, the high school basketball star, had abandoned both mother and baby. Overwhelmed, Darren's mother left him with the Connollys and was gone again in less than a week. For the next several years, Darren's mother would be in and out of his life. While he would be happy to see her, he was just as happy when she left because he could get back to his normal life. Darren loved his aunt and uncle, and he loved being part of the Connolly family. Growing up together since birth meant that Lisa and Darren had a very special relationship. They both loved sports. Both of them were smart. They shared the same sense of humor. They even shared the same friends. Now, as Lisa waited for her mom, dad, and Darren to return, she grew more and more worried about Darren's fate. When she could no longer sit still, she jumped up from the couch. She hurried to her bedroom and shut the door behind her. Mindlessly, she picked up the framed photograph of the CC Kids that was sitting on her nightstand. The CC Kids were best friends who had been together since kindergarten. They joined the community center's after-school program on the first day it opened and had been enthusiastic members ever since. Lisa looked at herself standing with Darren in the middle of the group. Then her eyes moved to the image of Eric Franklin, the African-American boy who lived next door. She remembered that because black kids are in the minority at school, ultra-shy Eric was drawn to Darren the first time he saw him. Lisa marveled that the two boys became best friends even though they were complete opposites. And she marveled that, in spite of extreme pressure from his dad to be more macho by pursuing contact sports and martial arts, Eric preferred to focus on becoming one of the smartest kids at school. Lisa's gaze shifted to Finian Parks, the boy standing next to Eric in the photograph. She cringed as she thought about Finian's stepfather abusing the four Parks brothers on a regular basis. And she felt glad that Finian could escape the abuse by spending his free time at the community center or the Connolly's house. It comforted Lisa to know that, in spite of Finian's abusive home life and struggles with schoolwork, he was very much loved because of his good nature and unselfishness. Lisa looked at Jacob Levy, the fourth boy in the photograph. She looked at his rumpled hair and clothing. She knew that he didn't care about anything other than being like his highly successful stockbroker dad someday. Lisa chuckled at the thought of the many money-making schemes that he had talked the group into doing. Some were great, while others were not so great. Next, Lisa's eyes went to the other side of the photograph, where three girls were standing next to her. First, there was Nicole Osaka, who lived on the other side of the Connollys. Everyone knew that the Osakas could afford to live in a more upscale neighborhood, but Mr. Osaka would never hear of it, as his wife lived in the house before she died. Lisa sighed and shook her head as she thought about Mr. Osaka spoiling Nicole because his work kept him away from home so much of the time. Next, there was Angela Ramirez, the sweetest person in the whole world. Lisa thought about how lucky it was to have Angela living next door in the Osaka's guest house. Of course, she felt bad that Angela's father had abandoned his family after they all moved to the United States from Mexico. But she was glad that Angela's mother became the Osaka's beloved homemaker and nanny. The last face in the photograph Lisa looked at belonged to Maisie McGregor. Lisa smiled when she thought about all of the fun shows that Maisie made up for the four girls to do. Of course, Maisie always had to be the star. Even so, the girls placated Maisie because she was one of the most fun and exciting people they had ever known. Thinking about the CC kids made Lisa feel more panicky than ever. How would the group survive without Darren? And even if it did, how much fun would it be? Darren was the spark plug. He was the one who got things going and kept them on track. And then there was Lisa's close relationship with Darren. They shared the same grandparents and knew things about their family that no one else knew. They told each other secrets that they told no one else. Who would be Lisa's confidant if she no longer had Darren? Lisa returned the photo to the nightstand and plopped back onto her bed. She thought about the last thing she overheard her dad tell her anxiety-ridden mom right before leaving the house. "Don't get your hopes up, honey. You know that the courts usually rule in favor of mothers. It will be a miracle if we get to keep Darren." As Lisa lay on her bed, she began to cry. She cried for herself. She cried for Darren, and she cried for the CC kids. Before long, Lisa heard the sound of the car pulling into the driveway. She wiped the tears from her eyes and bounced off the bed. Then she ran to the door leading out to the garage. Just as she got there, the door flew open. Before anyone could say a word, Lisa blurted out, "What happened?"